God is not calling on us to see into tomorrow. And those of you who are struggling with some real problems that are facing you, I need to say this as kindly as I possibly can. God is not going to let you know what tomorrow holds. He withholds it on purpose. He withholds it. Because if we know what tomorrow holds, we will not do today what He's calling us to do. Had I known in 1960 what was going to happen to me over the next 20 years, had I known in 1960 what was going to happen to me over the next 10 years, that I would be fired from two churches, that I'd be kicked out of my denomination, that I would have a Pentecostal experience, and I would become a professional writer. Had I known at the beginning of 1960 that all of those things would have happened to me, do you think that I would have continued on as I did in 1960? Not for a moment would I have. I would have gone to work planning the way God wants things to do in my life. I would have set a course of action. I would have gone to journalism school, which would have ruined me because journalism school ruins all writers. I would have begun attending Pentecostal churches because surely that's what God wanted me to do. I would have done a lot of other things. I would have feathered my nest very well so that when I got kicked out of churches and kicked out of my denomination, that I would have had things taken care of. But that would have spoiled what God had in mind. The only regret I have over these last 20 years since 1960, the only regret that I have is that I did not obey quicker when God began to write things in my heart. And He was writing things in my heart all along. He was prodding me and telling me that I did not obey quicker and that I did not then enjoy it after I obeyed. Instead, I have spent 20 years, even after the baptism of the Holy Spirit, fighting, struggling, full of anxiety, trying to worry about what's going to happen tomorrow, looking at my bank account. There's a spiritual law that says you can't win them all. That's the 11th commandment. Thou shalt not win them all. You didn't know that, did you? You've been listening to tapes that said you can win them all. Thou shalt not win them all. Those of you who followed FSU, no. A friend of mine says he's been praying, Lord, I don't want to win them all. I just want to have a higher batting average. Said God said, well, then stop swinging at everything that comes over the plate. God wants to bring us to a place of failure, of personal failure, so that we can see our dependence upon Him. And there is nobody in this room who wants to come to a place of personal failure. We fight it like we fight death. We fight it. And if God writes you a note and sends it to you in the mail, and you get it 3.5 weeks from now, as the mail delivers, a little note that comes in the mail that says you're going to fail in the decade of the 80s, or you're going to fail in 1981, you will immediately go to work to prevent that failure from happening. But God brings us to the place of personal failure because it is far more important that we depend upon Him than we succeed. And He wants us to be able to experience firsthand His faithfulness in response to our obedience.